about you, but there are times I definitely need in my life to hear, I would love to like hear with a deep, probably just resonating voice, that peace be with you. When you hear it, or when maybe others tell you, or maybe you just recall it, hopefully it brings a sense of just calm and knowing that, okay, this too I can handle. Because it feels like there are times where we are just inundated with sorrow, with change, with wounds that not only are physical wounds, but those, the spiritual wounds that affect us, that we still, there's still a little bit of something in them. Or not only spiritually, but the mental wounds, those things that make us, when someone says something unintentionally that just makes us freeze in that moment, go, okay, where'd that come from? Or even our behavioral wounds that we might have. And all this is thinking about how God is living and changing and growing in us as we move and grow and change into whom God is calling us to be. And it's that continual change. I think because we are alive, that there's like the cycles of seasons, we continue to change and grow and evolve and learn new things and have new experiences. So my thought was, my questions that I had when I was writing the sermon for this week, kind of dwelling on the word and the scripture and how that all blends together and works out, was how can we shift our focus outward? How can we shift beyond ourselves and beyond our doors when we ourselves are still healing and doing everything to get beyond mere survival into thriving and overcoming? Overcoming those things that want to hold us back, that want to pull us back inward, to be afraid, to close our doors like the disciples did in fear, to lock them in fear of the Jews that they would come and persecute them like they saw them do to the risen Lord. And they'd heard the stories of Mary and Martha, Mary Magdalene and Mary, and Peter and the disciple whom we did not get a name for. They came and they told them. They said, Christ, we found Christ. We saw Christ. He's risen. He's here. You may not recognize him at first. Can you imagine that story? You may not recognize him at first, but once he says your name, you'll totally recognize him. Wouldn't that be just crazy? But again, they go and they tell Christ is risen. He's risen from the dead. And he told us to tell you guys so then you can share that story with others. But in fear, the disciples are hiding behind those locked doors. And yet, in those locked doors, Christ comes. In spite of the locked door, Christ comes and tells them, peace be with you. And he shows them that I'm for real. I'm the one that was sacrificed. Look at my hands, my side. I am he. And then we see about Thomas, who to some is doubting Thomas. Last year, it was more of the hero of the story, because he was the first one to profess, my God, my Savior. He just was able to even despite, you know, his first doubt that, oh, if I don't see him, I don't believe. But when Christ came again, and again they were hiding in fear, his message again is, peace be with you, my peace be upon you. But yeah, and then in Thomas, after he saw, he said, my Lord, my God. He understood that Christ is the Savior God, come to the world to save us, to redeem us, to give us that everlasting peace that it comes and goes, it flows, but hopefully the shell of it holds us and sustains us in those times where we are afraid. And it doesn't end there. Resurrection is not a one-time, we don't hear anything more about it, we don't hear anything, see anything more. It's an ongoing thing. It occurs for some, it's that resurgence. In Latin, which is to rise. We think about to rise, we think about the phoenix, which is behind me now on our stained glass, that rising out of the fire triumphantly, out of the ashes, or the butterfly, which is also behind this butterfly. But also that idea of the butterfly that comes new life. It comes out of, merges out of the cocoon with new life. So our key, I believe, to getting beyond that fear and looking outward is to start small. To start small within our own lives, to build up that ever-flowing stream of God's breath and new life through us, to build up the well so then we can start giving to others. That overflowing can go on to others and hopefully start giving them that joy that Christ is able to give. His love pours into them and they can be healed also. Sharing that good news that Christ is the risen Savior for all who believe in seek that new life. And then sharing Christ's peace with not only with one another, but with our neighbors. Like I said, it doesn't have to be this grand, just grandiose gesture. But if we start small and build our energy, we can continue building that energy that it almost explodes out of us because we can't contain it anymore. And then broadening our space further out, kind of like the rock in the pond that ripples. So as we look forward to our week, as we look forward into the rest of this Easter time before ascension and resurrection, my encouragement is that we keep testing the waters. That we keep seeing how God is living through us and out into others, out into the world. And remembering that our resurrection is not an ending, but a re-beginning. That bringing of additional insight, the additional love that Christ just overflows to us. And then question and ask, what truths have you told yourself to overcome, to be here, living despite it all? Amen.